One thing is certain. If we merge mercy with might and might with right, then love becomes our legacy and change our children's birthright. So let us leave behind a country better than the one we were left. With every breath from my bronze-pounded chest, we will raise this wounded world into a wondrous one. We will rise from the gold-limbed hills of the West. We will rise from the wind-swept Northeast where our forefathers first realized revolution. We will rise from the lake-rimmed cities of the Midwestern states. We will rise from the sun-baked South. We will rebuild, reconcile, and recover in every known nook of our nation, in every corner called our country. Our people, diverse and beautiful, will emerge battered and beautiful. When day comes, we step out of the shade, aflame and unafraid. The new dawn blooms as we free it. For there is always light if only we're brave enough to see it, if only we're brave enough to be it.
Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! Yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kits. Hey! Happy Hump Day, Inauguration Day, baby! KC Morning Show.
It's a monumental day for everyone.
It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan, Kitty.
I'd say it's a better day to be an American than it has been in the last 4 years, for sure.
Once again, Kitty, an honor and a privilege to be living through history with you and Kansas City, the KC Morning Hoes. It's a new day. Yes, it is.
This is our first inauguration together. We get to, you know.
Should we do this now? Hold on. Should we do this
now?
Should we go ahead and pop some bottles? Bottles for Biden, Kansas City. Woo! Woo! Let's get that. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
You know I got to go to work later.
Well, I ain't gonna tell nobody. Didn't you get that Biden excuse?
Actually, I wasn't supposed to work today. My dumbass.
I think you got played, girl.
My dumbass got played.
I know we're in a weird new normal, but Inauguration Day is a party. We get star-spangled lit, girl.
I know.
An incredible time to be alive, Kitty. And we're doing it together. What is going on down here? We got all kinds of noise in the bottoms. We got the bobcat outside. The train's coming through.
Everyone's excited.
Kitty, how does this day feel? As far as how you thought it would be. Like, think how many times over the last 4 years, you know, we've said to folks, we've said to friends, we've said to whoever, like, you know, I can't wait to this day. And by the way, Trump lost, all right? So for the 73 million, listen, today you have to take your L. We're not gonna hold your hand today. Like, a lot of folks are partying, as they should. So Kitty, how does this day feel?
I'm just stoked.
You're just stoked?
Yeah.
Give them hell, Joe. Give them hell, Joe.
Give them hell.
Kitty, you want to do a weather dealio real quick?
Give it to me.
On this Wednesday, this hump day, inauguration day, baby! 54 degrees your high today. Nice, 54.
Wow.
54 for 45, sayonara sun. Sunny to partly cloudy. Winds out of the southwest, Kitty. 15 to 25 miles an hour. On this championship podcast, this is your best local podcast, according to thepitch.com, according to Kansas City, the KC Morning Hoes. What's that UV index, Kitty?
2.
It's a 2! Tonight, 28 degrees, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, 38. Oh, okay. So it's 54 today and 38 tomorrow. All right. I don't know if I told you this, but I peaked in high school. And 38 was my football number. The big 38. Feel like I should put my ring on today. This is a formal wear kind of day. It's inauguration day.
Okay, you put your ring on. I'll continue to wear my robe.
Not just any ring, Kitty. All right, this is a state championship ring. 2007 Class 4 state champs. Some respect on our names, please. You know, I don't need the pomp and circumstance, but I would like to be remembered as a legend. I want to be remembered as a high school hero.
It's a little pathetic.
Ah, Kitty, what's going on, girl? We did it. We made it. Here we are. Let me pour you a glass. We're watching this thing in real time with you. We got, is that Bill? Look behind you, Kitty.
As in Clinton?
This looks like the Clintons arriving.
Yeah, we're watching that hallway where we've seen the dignitaries. The Clintons, just one of several former first couples who will be there today, including the Bushes and the Obamas. President Carter, who's well into his 90s now, will miss inauguration for the first time. And of course, as mentioned, President Trump has decided not to attend. And in fact, Air Force One carrying President Trump has just arrived in Florida, I'm told, or is arriving. There we go. A shot of Air Force One. Yes, on approach for its final landing, carrying President Trump.
Former President Bill Clinton, Secretary of State, former First Lady Hillary Clinton, walking down the stairs as we speak. So what'd you do last night, Kitty? In the final days of the Trump administration, in the final days of the old guard, how'd you spend your night?
I finished watching The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Oh, you did it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always avoid those final seasons. Doesn't matter how old the show is, how long it's been out. I have attachment issues. I don't think I watched the last season of The Office for 3 years. Speaking of TV shows, we got Sean Edwards on today. Yeah. Sean Edwards, our KC Morning Show film critic, Sean Edwards, the homie. Talking presidential flicks on the show, Kitty.
Just watched The American President.
We sure did.
That was real good.
It may or may not be on the list.
You know, one of my favorite movies growing up was My Date with the President's Daughter.
My Date with Her.
Boy meets girl.
Well, I'll pick you up at 7. Where do you live?
Boy asks girl out.
It's a big White House. You can't miss it.
Boy gets a big surprise.
Come on, I want you to meet Daddy.
Daddy? You mean the president?
My Date with the President's Daughter.
My Date with the President's Daughter. Tomorrow at 8, 7 Central on Disney Channel.
Will Friedle from Boy Meets World. Uh-oh, look behind you, Kitty. From Kansas, by way of Hawaii and Chicago, former President Barack Obama.
And looking at the former presidents, it reminds me that being president is about the future, right? We see President Obama there as he comes in.
President Obama, First Lady Michelle Obama, probably could not have imagined this moment either, but he worked hard to make it happen.
You have issues, like real.
I love today. I am such a nerd for this stuff. And I know we're in a weird new normal and nothing really feels the way it should. Like, this is a good day. This is an exciting day, Kitty. We did a thing.
We'll never be able to say again that there wasn't a female vice president. Like, that is so badass. I can't even believe it.
Kids born today, Kitty, will never know what it's like not to have had a black president or a black vice president.
Yeah.
Symbols matter. Trump's gone. And, you know, say what you want about the man. He is a symbol in himself now. And him being gone is also powerful.
Well, I'm just thinking about, I know some people who dress their kids up in Trump wear. And I can only imagine for those poor kids that one day they're going to look back on baby photos and be like, damn, mom, you were on the side of the oppressor.
Or maybe not.
And or maybe not.
Or maybe not. Everything has changed, Kitty. Everything's changed. How we reach out now to the other side and how we do this thing together, we're still trying to figure that out. And I don't think we have the answer yet.
Give me a poking stick. Aim for the eyeballs.
But I'm excited to be doing it with you. I'm excited to be doing this with Kansas City. It's very rare where you're experiencing life and you know that what you're a part of is history. Like, you know that we're a part of something that's going to be written about years from now and studied years from now. And we're doing that together. And that's pretty cool. So we cheers to that. In fact, I'm going to pour myself another glass. As much as sometimes I feel like America doesn't love me, I love America. I love the, what's the word? The intellectual aspirations of America. This country has not been nice to all of us, but it's something to aspire to. The idea of, you know, a more perfect union, that's an active process of getting better. That's an everyday struggle for progress. I love that. To be a high republic, to quote Star Wars, you know, not like a stoned republic, but to be like high in the sense of like a mighty republic, a thriving republic, it's the people all deciding that we want to get better. And maybe I'm being naive, but you know what? Every inauguration day, for a split second, there is that hope that maybe this might be our moment. So maybe this is our moment. Let's make it our moment. Cheers, Kitty. In our plastic cups, because we're still realistic. Joe ain't built us back better yet. Let's do this, Kitty. As they're getting ready to walk down the stairs, we're going to watch this in real time. President Joe Biden put together a speech for you. And as we get ready to listen to it, Kitty, I put together a list.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
I remember, Kitty, back in 2009, me and my twin, we got called out of class to go watch Obama's inauguration. And it was just such a moment. I remember, like, I'm getting chills even thinking about it. My great-grandmother is living with us. You know, she gets the chance to see the first black president in her lifetime. She's 95 at the time, 94, 95. She lived to be 99. And just, like, watching her watch it as my mom is there crying, And I'm over, you know, I'm getting teary-eyed because, you know, I'm a softie at heart. Zach was devoid of emotion. He was just happy to get out of school. But it's just something like that. It's those moments where I don't even know if I've figured out how to put into words how I felt. But I know that when I have my kids, I can't wait to tell them the story. It's collective moments like that, and so many of us have those stories that we're gonna pass down. Oh, look at that, Mike Pence, ladies and gentlemen. Mike and mother.
Now we see Vice President Pence and Karen Pence, who have decided to carry the mantle of tradition and chosen to come and attend this inauguration when President Trump elected not to do so.
And Vice President Pence has assumed many of the duties that we would traditionally expect of a president in the 2 weeks since the assault on the Capitol, greeting members of the police and, being visible, being present during all this.
Let's do this. My list. It's a list of Hartzell. Remembering the best presidential inaugural speeches of all time. Get him all time. Thomas Jefferson, 1801. He quotes, "But every difference of opinion is not a difference of principle. We have called by different names brethren of the same principle. We are all Republican. We are all Federalist. We are all United States." That's me paraphrasing, you know. Abe Lincoln, 1861. "Though passion may have strained, it must not break our bonds of affection. The mystic chords of memory, Kitty, stretching from every battlefield." Lincoln's first, 1861. And now the second inaugural. This is the one that everybody talks about. 1865. Are you sneezing on Lincoln?
I'm trying to tell you to stop.
"With malice towards none, Kitty, and charity for all, with firmness," that's what she said, "in the rights as God gives us to see fit, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds."
Pretty good.
They said he actually had a higher pitch than you would think.
Yeah. Really? Mm-hmm. That bothers me.
Teddy Roosevelt, 1905, who took the oath of office just as the United States was coming into its own. "Upon the success of our experiment, Kitty, much depends, not only as regards our own welfare, but as regards the welfare of mankind." I'm on one today. Number five, FDR in 1933, taking over from Hoover. "Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again." 1933, FDR said,
"Let me assert my firm belief that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself."
We all remember the phrase, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." But even more important than the phrase was the whole attitude that FDR had. He projected optimism, he projected forward movement, and people felt that's the mystery of leadership, that somehow the depression they were suffering, they weren't going to be in it alone anymore, that they had a leader who was going to take care of it.
A cut-in for you, Lister Hartzell. There she is, Kitty. VP Harris.
"That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
That I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office upon which I am about to enter.
So help me God.
So help me God."
Thank you.
Great, honestly. You know, we don't just have a woman vice president, but we have a mixed couple.
We have a second gentleman.
We have a mister.
I have new goals now.
Second mister.
I got new goals now, Kitty.
Yeah.
In fact, I guess we'll throw in some of the headlines as we watch this in real time. We're doing a live watch, a list of Hartzell. My goodness, Kitty, we're busy today.
You know, he's the first actor from Parks and Rec to become president.
Amy Poehler, I heard she might be his ag secretary.
She didn't just, you know, kiss Joe Biden's ass for all those years to not be at the inauguration.
He's precious cargo.
"This isn't happening. This isn't real."
"No, it's happening, and I'm delighted to have you here. On behalf of the president and myself, I want to..."
"Oh, Mr. Vice President, I am deeply flattered, but there's no way that I could take over Madam Secretary Clinton's position.
I'm confident you could do that job or any other, but..."
"Okay, I will."
"Well, the reason you're here is, I'm told, you've done such a great job in your town and the state of Indiana, and I just want to say congratulations for your public service."
"And I just want to say thank you."
"Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome. You're very welcome.
You're very handsome."
"I think we're all done."
"Well, you're very nice."
"Okay, but thank you.
Thank you very much."
"Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow."
Well, you will?
"Thank you, Mr. Vice President."
You're welcome.
"You don't let anything happen to him. Do you understand me? He is precious cargo."
Parks and Rec reboot is made for this moment.
Truly.
Kick off that repilot with President Joe Biden.
And Leslie Knope in his freaking cabinet. Like, you know?
Minus, you know, nobody there. I gotta say, Kitty, it looks like an inauguration, as weird as all this is.
We're watching an entire inauguration with freaking masks.
It's so noticeable, but at this point, it's also so not,
it's
right?
It's scarily that it's normal. Less than a year ago, they were telling us to put these things on, and a lot of us were just like, meh.
Less than a year ago, Kitty, they were telling us to take these things off.
That too.
They were trying to tell us not to wear them
right.
at all. And now they're the main accessory piece of the inauguration of the president.
Ugh.
What a year. What an eternity we went through. By the way, Kitty, as we're watching all this, shout out to the World War I Museum. Shout out to Downtown KC, Children's Mercy Park, you know, Sporting Kansas City. They did the memorial to COVID last night.
The World War I Memorial participating in the National Day of Remembrance Tuesday, all in honor of frontline workers and those lost to coronavirus. Each flag along the memorial here represents one person lost to COVID-19 here in the Kansas City Metro. More than 1,600 people in all.
Just a really moving, touching thing. And I know I've been saying this, you've been saying this. We haven't acknowledged the fact that like 400,000 of us are just dead.
Dead.
A year ago today, none of those folks would have thought this could have happened to them.
I know I didn't get super sick like a lot of other people did. I didn't have to go to the hospital. I didn't have to go on a ventilator. But I'm not going to lie. When I found out I had COVID and started feeling like garbage, I was scared. I still think about that I had a disease that killed so many people in the last year.
And that f***ed you up.
A little bit.
Say what you want about Joe Biden and the campaign. He said he wanted to restore the soul of America, and we kind of made fun of him for it. And it ended up being incredibly on the nose.
This is just like Moana. Joe Biden is our Moana. He's going to restore the heart of Nefertiti.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the Force, and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
All hail the chief, Sean Edwards.
Yeah,
what's going on, man?
So we're getting a new president. Kind of feels like New Year's Eve.
People forget that, Sean. Yeah, you're a movie man, but you're a history dude. You still get excited for inaugurations and stuff like this. You know, the whole pageantry of it all.
Well, you got to, man. But it's, When you review movies, man, you got to know a little bit about history because that comes into play. That's part of the craft. That's part of the trade. That's part of the knowledge, you know? So it's all hand in hand. A little historical here, a little historical there. It all comes into the mix when you break down these movies, especially like on a day like today.
What are we calling this list? Presidential
yeah,
movies?
This is a list of my favorite movies about the American presidents.
Love it.
Let's start with number 5 on my list, which is actually one of my personal all-time favorite films, which is Nixon, directed by Oliver Stone.
His ambition. Huge.
Then it is time for new leadership for the United States of America.
Triumphant in victory.
I always underestimated Nixon, see? I always underestimated him.
Bitter in defeat.
You won't have Nixon to kick around anymore.
He changed the world.
In one stroke, the balance of power has shifted to our favor.
Lost a nation.
These kids are useless.
And paid the price of power.
Others may hate you, but those who hate you don't win unless you hate them. And then you destroy yourself.
Yeah, Nixon's portrayed by Hannibal Lecter.
On the nose.
Sir Anthony Hopkins kills the performance, man. It's like, it was so thorough, man. It's actually one of those films that doesn't actually get a lot of credit. Like, it's a really amazing movie. It's just a fantastic portrayal. Yeah, this film, Oliver Stone does a fantastic job of completely telling you who Nixon is from his childhood all the way through his rise to the presidency, and then does a great job of just like the downfall. But it's a very cinematic movie. It's beautifully done. It's very tense. The things they do with the lighting and the movie, it's amazing. It's a really an amazing movie, in my opinion. Oliver Stone had a big impact on my adolescence. Because Oliver Stone was out there, like, doing it, man. Let's talk about number 4 on my list, though, a movie that's, like, just the first time I saw it, I was just so enamored with it. It was something about its tone, The American President, directed by Rob Reiner, starring my man Michael Douglas, who may be the coolest individual I've ever met in real life.
Good morning, Mr. President. How are you today?
I couldn't be better. My apologies for the interruption.
Mr. President, I don't know what to say. I'm speechless.
All evidence the contrary. What would happen if I called Sidney Wade and asked her to be my date at the state dinner on Thursday evening?
President can't just go out on a date.
I'm having dinner at the White House.
I'm having lunch at the Kremlin.
I don't know what happened. One minute I was calling him a mockery of an environmental leader. The next minute I had a date.
He wears his superstar status like your favorite cardigan. I'm good. He's like, I got this. And, you know, the way he walks into a room and just, like, the whole vibe, just, like, he's just cool, man. He's like, you know, his daddy's Kirk Douglas. Like, he's been famous since forever. Like, Streets of San Francisco. Basic Instinct. Mike Douglas, Black Rain. Look, I'll watch Michael Douglas slay so many women on film back in the day when cable was jumping. Like, man, he's like the king of the sex scene.
That man made the Lincoln bedroom hot.
Mike Douglas was, he was on a run. Number three may surprise a lot of people, but for an entire generation, this film molded the perception of the presidency. I'm talking about Independence Day.
The 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
Is there a greater I'm the President speech than in this movie?
No, the answer is no.
I put Independence Day on the level of summer blockbusters like Jaws, Indiana Jones. It was like up there, man. That movie was man, that movie was amazing.
Movies like that, it was like the huge summer blockbuster, you know? Like, I don't think we're going to get that feeling again. Like, that was a movie that's all you want to talk about was Will Smith and Independence Day.
No. It made Will Smith, it genuinely made Will Smith, like, not just a star, but a mega star. But Bill Pullman, as the president of the United States, like, he's how you wanted your president to be. Like, he was cocky, he was tough, but he was sincere, he was a gentleman, but he could fly like a bomber jet. I know a lot of people kind of give that credit to Harrison Ford at Air Force One, but he didn't drop no dope speech like my man Bill Pullman did in Independence Day. That's all I'm saying. It's the speech, my man. It was the speech. That sealed the day.
Pullman can give a mean speech, but can he knock somebody out of his plane? I don't think so.
Get off my plane.
Air Force One, it didn't quite make the list, but it's up there because number two on my list is just like, this film's dope. Dave.
Hail to the chief. He's the one we all say hail to.
Dave Kovic was an ordinary guy.
Mr. Kovic, your government needs your help.
Really? We just happened to look like the president.
You're a very handsome man. Thank you, Mr. President. Just get rid of the grin. You look like a schmuck.
Dave. Something has happened to the president.
What about the vice president?
The vice president is mentally unbalanced.
Is this legal?
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
We think so.
Yes.
Came out in 1993. Kevin Kline. I think a lot of people forget Kevin Kline was a huge star back then. And it was directed by Ivan Reitman, man. The dude did Ghostbusters and all those type of things. This was a fun, cool look at what it would be like to kind of have like a nerdy but cool president, Sigourney Weaver. I've always been a huge fan of Sigourney Weaver ever since the first Alien movie. They had great chemistry together in this movie. It worked, man. It's damn near a rom-com, but it's technically not. I don't know. Maybe it is a rom-com. It just worked.
We didn't have the phrase back then, but as a rom-com.
Yeah, it's a rom-com. We're just going to go ahead and call it that. But yeah, you have to admit, it all worked. Now, here's where I'm just going to come across. I'm going to let the listeners know I'm going to come across like a true, typical, tight film critic dude right now with my number one choice.
Oh, but here we go.
If we're going to talk about a movie about the American presidency, it just does not get any better than All the President's Men.
Hoffman.
Hi, this is Carl Bernstein of the Washington Post, and I was just wondering if you can remember...
All the President's Men. The story of the two young reporters who cracked the Watergate conspiracy.
I know it's a procedural. I know it's super serious. But man, it's one hell of a movie. Like, it's a classic class. Starred my man Dustin Hoffman, Robert Redford, two huge megastars. The problem with this film is just not going to be as impactful as it was because of Donald Trump. Because the stuff, these two guys play journalists that work for the Washington Post, and they're like finding all this dirt on Nixon. And this is like, this is based on real life accounts because it's the whole Watergate situation. And when you look at the stuff that people thought was like, oh my God, I can't believe the president did this. I can't believe he did that. Back then, compared to now, you'd be like, dang y'all.
The perception of the American presidency was so different. Like, there was an aura about it. And I'm curious, like, going forward, you know, how are we going to interpret the presidency, you know, post-Trump?
I don't know. It's gonna, you know what? It got a little screwy during the Clinton era. Because remember, you had that movie Primary Colors?
Right.
Because Clinton kind of did some crazy stuff. But it didn't really tarnish the presidency the way I thought it would. But, man, now I don't know. Because, hell, the best movie I saw all year was on January the 6th. Sitting on my couch popping popcorn watching that. That was crazy. Only thing missing was Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler and Michael Bay. That's all we're missing from the insurrection. Michael Bay, I'm sure at some point, is going to get a chance to direct the movie about it. I'm sure.
Dude, somebody's going
to
do it.
So much of what we did during Trump was try to compare him to somebody else, which I think is what kind of messed us up. I feel like whatever we get, whatever the Trump movie, the bio, whatever, I think it's going to be from a no-name. Be somebody with no baggage from anything else. No matter what happens, they're going to be known as the person that played Trump in the movie.
I mean, but it's going to really be hard to top this real life situation, because this real life situation is so strange. I don't even know if a movie can compare, but someone's going to try, and we'll see if it can make the list of my top five. You're going to have to do a hell of a job on it, though.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 film critic, KC Morning Show film critic. Here's our star-spangled scholar. How about that, Sean Edwards? You like that one?
I love that, man. Look at you, man. That's like money, man. I love you, bro. It feels like New Year's Eve.
Sean Edwards, y'all. We'll chat next week.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Hey, here we go. Words of wisdom on a Wednesday.
Right? That's it?
A little flat.
That's my song.
A little pitchy, but that's okay.
Okay.
Every Wednesday, Kitty breaks off some words of wisdom for you to help you get through the rest of your day, help you get through the rest of your week.
Get through this freaking inauguration, brother.
Don't let go, Kitty. You got the music in you, girl. You know that?
I got the dreamer's disease.
Words of wisdom with Kitty on your KC Morning Show.
You can fool all the people some of the time and some of the people all the time, but you cannot fool all the people all the time. Abraham Lincoln.
Yep. Said honestly from Mr. Abe.
It is far better to be alone than to be in bad company. George Washington.
George is going through a bit of a existential crisis.
It is amazing what you can accomplish if you do not care who gets the credit. Harry S. Truman.
Independence Moe's very own Harry S. Truman. Ooh, you hear that train? That's
freedom ringing. Let us not seek the Republican answer or the Democratic answer, but the right answer. Let us not seek to fix the blame for the past. Let us accept our own responsibility for the future. That's JFK, baby.
Camelot. Ray-Bans. Marilyn Monroe.
Okay. When you reach the end of your rope,
happy birthday.
Tie a knot in it.
President.
And hang on. Franklin D. Roosevelt. All right, here's a good one. Change will not come if we wait for some other person or some other time. We are the ones we've been waiting for. We are the change that we seek. Who is that?
That sounds
like Barack Obama.
That sounds to me, Kitty, like something I said. Me, Barack Obama.
If men were angels, no government would be necessary, said James Madison.
Ain't that truth? Was that the original Men Are Trash?
Yes. Yesterday is not ours to recover, but tomorrow is ours to win or lose. That's Lyndon B. Johnson.
Hey, any Lady Gaga quotes on there? Because she just stood up. She's about to sing.
We can't miss it. Pause. It.
She looks great.
She looks phenomenal.
That's a Mockingjay she's wearing.
Good for Lady Gaga. She had a Facebook page that was like, Stephanie Germanotta will never be famous. Look at her now.
She
sang at the inauguration for Joe frickin' Biden.
I tell you this though, Kitty, when we get inaugurated, I want Miley Cyrus singing the national anthem.
On the wrecking ball. Insurrection again.
Wrap it up for some words of wisdom. As only the Honorable Kitty from the great city of Kansas City. Break us off.
We become not a melting pot, but a beautiful mosaic. Different people, different beliefs, different yearnings, different hopes, different dreams. Jimmy Carter.
Thank you for throwing in a Jimmy Carter. I love Jimmy Carter. That man got so screwed. Love that man.
That's it.
All right, Kitty, let's watch some inauguration. We got VP Harris getting ready to say the oath. We got Biden up next. Excellent job today. This was fun. We just kind of watched the news in real time. That's what
it's
this
happening.
Show is,
it's
y'all.
It's happening.
We are a lifestyle streaming show. We're just kicking it at brunch. We got mimosas on the ready. I'm faded.
I'm just going to pour the rest of mine into my coffee mug so I can go do my Zoom class.
Through Civil War, the Great Depression, World War, 9/11. Through struggle, sacrifice, and setbacks, our better angels have always prevailed. In each of these moments, enough of us have come together to carry all of us forward. And we can do that now. History, faith, and reason show the way of unity.
The future is ours, Kansas City. We are the future, Kitty, and I believe, Kitty, I believe, Kitty. A good day to be in Kansas City, Kitty.
I love it.
My name's Hartzell, that's
Casey
Kitty.
Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Give him hell, Joe.
Behind every great man, there's a even better woman.